Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is September the 5th, 2014. It's a Friday, so TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. My name is Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from the south of Brazil. I'm speaking from Porto Alegre. Today I'm going to be speaking about what I call the mountaintop syndrome. So the mountaintop syndrome in language learning is related to the feeling of anxiety that you have, that you really want to reach your goal, and you seem never to be able to get there. So this is basically what I call the mountaintop syndrome. So I want to discuss the meaning behind it and why people feel anxious about their language learning. And maybe I can also give you some insights on how to avoid it. I would also like to remind you that in episode 14, which I recorded a few months ago, I spoke, the title was, Is There a Secret to Language Learning? I also talked about language learning and how anxious people sometimes feel when they are learning a foreign language. So I would recommend you go to the webpage, which is at pods.followenglish.com.br, and you can also search for episode 14 in case you want to hear more about that issue. So anyway, so what's the mountaintop syndrome then? Well, the mountaintop syndrome, as I told you before, is this feeling of anxiety that learners have. They have their objectives to get to the top of the mountain. I'm trying to make an analogy here as if you're climbing a mountain, you know. And at the same time, they're not fluent enough. They're not happy with their fluency and with their performance in the foreign language. So they feel anxious and they feel frustrated all the time. And one of the reasons they feel this frustration is because they only look at themselves as if they were at the top of the mountain, you know. And then obviously they feel frustrated. And they fail to see the progress they make in their everyday learning. Why? Because it's very difficult to see your progress. It's very difficult to notice your progress in terms of speaking, you know. It's easy when you study a new subject, if you study a new verb tense, or if you try to memorize some new vocabulary item. But if you look at the whole picture, if you look at yourself and think about your whole learning process, it's very difficult to measure it. And I'm pretty sure that even the people who study the human brain and try to learn more about how we learn, they don't know the answer. So it's difficult. We don't know how we learn. So there isn't a formula. There isn't a way to measure. You know, because, okay, there are proficiency tests that can give you an estimate about where you are in terms of fluency, but still it's difficult if you take a short period of time and you want to, from a month to the next, it's difficult to see your progress and to measure your progress. I believe that this is the reason why people get frustrated. People feel really bad about their own progress. And this is what I call the mountaintop syndrome. So, first of all, I would like to say that the mountaintop syndrome is really bad because it means that you feel frustrated, that you feel bad about yourself, that you feel that you're not there. But you should avoid it because you should try at least to feel good while you're climbing the mountain, not only when you're at the top of the mountain. So I think that's what people fail to do. They want to get to the top of the mountain and look back and see this wonderful view, and you know, have all this sensation, this nice feeling of this feeling of satisfaction, of fulfillment, but they'll never get there. In fact, you know, the key to learning a language is to have fun while you're learning, and not wait until the day that you're able to say everything in you know speak perfect English or whatever other language you're learning. So I think that the mountaintop syndrome is really bad for learners, because it gives this bad feeling, this feeling of frustration that never goes away. And I think to avoid it, the best thing you can do is, one, to break up your final objective into smaller steps. Forget about being a perfect speaker of English. Forget about being totally fluent. Try to build your house brick by brick. Try to climb your mountain little by little, and always look back and enjoy the view. So you don't need to reach the top of the mountain to look back and see this wonderful view. You can look back every single step you take, and you can appreciate the view. So that's my message here. So forget about the end of it. Forget about English is not a final product. So you should enjoy learning it. You should enjoy being in contact with English, either listening or reading or speaking, whatever you're doing, you should enjoy it. So if you start, let's say, if you manage to enjoy your language learning process, you will very quickly come to a level where you will get addicted to it, and there is no coming back, there is no turning back, there is no... then you will never stop. You will keep going, and you know, you will always feel satisfied and fulfilled. So this is it. I hope I managed to give you some insights on your language learning process. So remember not to think only about the top of the mountain, and try to enjoy the whole learning process. I would also like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pods.followenglish.com.br. I would like to thank all the listeners who have been downloading the podcast episodes. Lots of people from Spain and from Germany, as I can see in my, you know, in the statistics. Also, there are lots of people from China now. So China is growing. And... people from Taiwan. So I would like to thank you. I hope I'm helping you to learn more English and to learn faster. Feel free to email me and to keep sending emails to info@followenglish.com.br. You can also follow us on Twitter or Facebook. We have our Facebook fan page. Just look for Follow English altogether, spelled in one word, and keep listening. So thank you very much. See you next time. Bye.